National Milk Producers Federation Vice President of Government Relations Paul Bleiberg says there's some economic issues being worked through in the dairy industry right now.
You know, late in the year last year, it looked like there was going to be some light at the end of the tunnel for producers as far as milk prices. And finally, we were going to be getting into some better territory in early 2020. Now, unfortunately, when you look at futures, you see that a lot of that optimism, that reason for that optimism is gone because we have much lower expected prices in the coming months. The dairy margin coverage program is expected to trigger payments at the higher levels of coverage. And so we're trying to work on, you know, what can we do to make sure that producers are able to, you know, to stay afloat and have the resources they need. Can we make sure that product is getting into places where it will be consumed?
Parker, South Dakota dairy farmer and Midwest Dairy Chairman Alan Merrill says so far there have been no supply chain disruptions.
We know that the consumers are demanding more dairy products all of a sudden. It's a kind of a enlightening thing to how they understand the nutritional value of what dairy can bring to that diet. But as farmers, we still want to move on and keep our farms as functional as we can. And we're also concerned about, you know, the overall, the net return on this deal. You know, we've struggled for 4 years. We don't need another setback. But in the same sense, we know there's a true demand for dairy products right now. We can see that.
There's also been some talk about the reopening of the 2020 dairy margin coverage program. Merrill says there could be some interest in that from dairy farmers.
They're managing their revenue side of things the best they can, knowing that they came out of the last 4 years where some of that margin coverage kicked in, but, you know, it's still a cost to it out of the farm. You know, if you signed up, there's probably going to be some payback on it, depending what level you're at.
But right now, Merrill says the bigger concern is the strong demand for fluid milk being noted.
We've seen where fluid milk is up 30-some percent in 1 week. You know, is that going to show a return on their milk checks? That's huge.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.